This is the weekly Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, featuring our CEO, Ezra Shenkin.
Israel made history yesterday with its Bereshit spacecraft. While it did not end the way we had all hoped, history was made nonetheless. As our staff watched live, we felt the hope, excitement, anxiety, disappointment, and pride as though we were in the control room. It was a little bit like the Seder in that sense, that we saw ourselves as participants and took on the emotions as though we were there. Leading a Seder can be a little daunting. After all, there's a reason the leader's Haggadah often has notes in the margins. It takes preparation. Our young adults program, Access, in partnership with Temple Shalom Next Generation, hosted a Seder 101 workshop facilitated by Cantor Shira this week. It included shopping lists, online resources, and tips on how to make the Seder your own by adding new elements that complement the traditional. Developing and delivering programs with young adults is one of our 2020 priorities. So is sending them to Israel on programs that give them life-changing experiences and then harnessing their enthusiasm upon their return. This week, we are proud to say that not only did we host a Birthright Israel orientation, but in collaboration with the JCC, we held the last session of our Hebrew class, a course for young adults to learn conversational Hebrew. In addition to improving their language skills, they built some new friendships along the way. We're also very proud to share the updates on programs that are helping to bring Jewish community life all across our region, another one of our strategic priorities that we are delivering on. Children and parents in the Tri-Cities got ready for Passover at a model matzah bakery. Hosted by Connect Me In and Chabad of BC, 40 children baked matzah, built matzah men stuffies, and decorated Eliyahu's cups. The kids loved putting on their aprons and rolling out their dough. In Squamish, Connect Me In kicked off their first Judaism Through the Arts workshop, which is part of a six-part series for children ages 6 to 11. This week's theme was Jewish storytelling and bookmaking. Participants discussed the history of Jewish storytelling, listened to Jewish folklore, and created their own books. Future workshops will include Judaism through cooking, environmentalism, and painting. So if you know any Jewish friends or family in the Squamish area, please let them know about this wonderful and wonderfully creative series of workshops. Among families with young children, there is great interest in volunteering, yet not a lot of opportunities to do so. The JCC and PJ Library often offered a solution with Good Deeds Day, a program that they hosted this past Sunday. About 20 families made 80 blessings packets that will be distributed to teens in distress by Covenant House. The bags contained necessities like underwear, deodorant, and a little luxury like hot chocolate. The event was part of a broader initiative by our PJ Library program to engage families in volunteer activities, and participants loved it. As we get ready to welcome Shabbat, we are delighted to let you know that our Spark a Mitzvah event on Tuesday night raised over $2,500 to support Shabbat dinners for residents of Yaffa Dunbar and other Jewish adults with mental health issues and other challenges. The dinners will be created by the JCC Bagel Club, a social enterprise that provides training and self-employment for adults facing barriers to traditional employment, such as disabilities. Spark a Mitzvah, the events, were planned and hosted by the Line of Judah, a recognition society for women who give $5,000 or more to the Federation annual campaign. The events are open to all women in our community, and more than 50 women came out to hear best-selling author and physician Dr. Dan Kalla, who spoke about his new book, We All Fall Down, which centered around the Black Death. He also spoke about how the epidemic led to one of the first genocides of Jews in Europe. As we sign off for another week, we look forward to Passover. If you're hosting a Seder, please consider taking part in the Two for Seder initiative in honor of Joyce Feinberg, of blessed memory, who was one of the 11 murdered in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Rachel and I host first-timers every year, and we've signed up. It's easy. All you do is register online and then invite two people who have never attended a Seder before. If you aren't hosting, you can invite two people to a community Seder or ask to bring a guest to the Seder you're going to in someone else's home. Sharing your Seder is an easy and meaningful way to build bridges and promote greater understanding. Shabbat Shalom.
You've been listening to the Shabbat message from Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver. To support the work we do to strengthen the quality of Jewish life locally in Israel and around the world, visit jewishvancouver.com.